AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Central Command says it's completed an 11th night of strikes on Iran. The latest targets included aircraft hangars and drone storage sites. Meantime, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth appeared before a Senate committee. Ed Donahue reports he heard questions and protests.
Hegseth says the cost to fight the war in Iran has gone up.
The estimate we have as of today is $37.5 billion.
Hegseth says without more funding, the military faces critical shortfalls.
This request is an urgent, necessary injection of resources to address the immediate needs of our department.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray says the Strait of Hormuz is closed, and President Trump had mentioned several times a deal is near and the war would be over.
This war is now spiraling out of control again. The president is threatening escalation and war crimes and suggesting this could be another forever war.
Hegseth was interrupted during the hearing. The White House issued a statement urging support of the budget resolution without modification immediately. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. military has confirmed the death of another U.S. service member, bringing the total to 18 since the war began. In Ukraine, after days of protests over the dismissal of a defense minister seen as the driver of military modernization, President Volodymyr Zelensky has now fired the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Critics said General Oleksandr Sirsky embodied the old Soviet-style command culture. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he and President Trump have agreed to intensify trade negotiations after Trump announced the U.S. will impose 50% tariffs on most Canadian goods. And New Jersey's governor says about 6,600 non-citizens were registered to vote in the state in 2023 and 24 because of a motor vehicle commission system error. Fewer than 400 ended up casting ballots. This is AP News. A young actor has died. Lisa Dwyer has the news.
Hayley Hoddle, a deaf actor known for her roles in two Godzilla films, has died in a car crash in Maryland. Hoddle played an orphaned girl named Gia, who sees beyond Kong's threatening appearance.
And this child.
And forms a special bond with Kong.
I knew that they had a bond.
Communicating with him using sign language.
Kong did the same.
According to the Frederick County Sheriff's Office, Kaylee was one of two passengers in a car when it went off the road and hit a culvert before 3 a.m. The driver was taken to a local hospital. The other passenger declined medical treatment. Excessive speed is believed to be a factor in the crash, which is under investigation. Kaylee was 18 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.